Hello and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the happenings of the past week in Australia's insurance industry. First up is a serious reminder about the importance of carefully managing your policies. An unfortunate case emerged last Friday where a father's oversight left his young adult son uninsured. The 21-year-old new driver wasn't listed on his father's hollered insurance policy, leading to claim denial after the son was involved in an accident. It underlines the absolute necessity of ensuring your policy details are accurate and kept up to date, particularly when circumstances change. A single misstep could result in severe financial repercussions. Turning our attention towards natural disasters, unforeseen circumstances have once again reared their ugly heads with the devastating floods that have affected New South Wales. The floods, which have damaged around 10,000 homes and businesses, have left many owners without adequate coverage due to skyrocketing insurance premiums. These events are causing serious concerns about the future of insurability, both domestically and globally. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has called on insurers to process claims quickly, and there are increasing calls for broader systemic changes, including public insurance schemes and disaster resilience funding. An interesting case for those frequenting rideshare platforms was also ruled last Thursday. A dispute arose when insurer Auto & General denied an accident claim from a rideshare driver. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in, ruling in favor of the driver who had no fare-paying passengers at the time of the accident. This decision underlines how vital clear communication between insurers and policyholders is, especially when there are changes in how a covered vehicle is used. Shifting gears to technology, last Thursday also saw a major leap forward for the Australian life insurance sector. Ascenda and EQ Pathology, teaming up to launch a smart questionnaire initiative, aimed to streamline the process of collecting medical data for life insurance claims. This move marks a departure from traditional, time-consuming PDF forms, offering a quicker, accurate method for applicants, medical professionals, insurers, and advisors. Innovation like this cements technology's essential role in modernizing life insurance. That wraps up this week's news. Please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more financial information and services. Once again, I'm Paige Estrotori, and you've been listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Take care, make sure you keep your policy details up to date, and stay insured, Australia.